Here at the Pulteney River, you can see why the village developed around this spot. Look to your left, upriver to the falls, and you can feel the river's energy focused by this gorge. While the river no longer powers the wheels of industry, it was vital in the early days. Its force was harnessed to propel the water wheel that ran the first grist mill, built here in 1774. This was a great convenience to the villagers who previously had hauled their grain 30 miles to have it ground in Manchester. Now, as you walk here, be careful. This gorge can be hazardous. This bridge began as an open bridge, not so different from what it is today. But then a 10-year-old boy fell from the top of a hay wagon into the gorge. He didn't survive, and this calamity prompted the villagers to build a covered bridge. It remained covered till 1940, when it was replaced with the steel bridge you're standing on. Now, while this may seem a pretty small bridge, it forms a key historic connection. From here, a military road headed north to join with the region's original and most important highway, the Crown Point Military Road, which ran from New Hampshire across Vermont to Lake Champlain. Southbound, it connected travelers and trade to Lake St. Catherine and on to Albany. Now next, look to your right, downriver, where the floodplain opens up and the river flows slowly.